للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this beautiful verse of the noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the most amazing prize for the muhsineen, the ones who practice ihsan, that not only will He protect their faces from the darkness and the disgrace of the events of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, but that He will increase their rewards multiple fold in Jannah and even give them something extra. And according to many scholars, that something extra that is mentioned in the verse is being blessed with the ultimate prize and the ultimate honor of being able to see their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Akhirah. Glorified and exalted is He, subhanallah. Indeed, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised so many blessings for those who are the muhsinun. In Surah Al-Baqarah, He says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ and practice ihsan, truly Allah loves the muhsineen. In Surah Al-Araf, He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ indeed the mercy of Allah is near to the muhsineen. And in Surah Al-Nahl, He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ Allah is with those who fear Him and are dutiful to Him, and He is with those who are the people of Ihsan, promising them His support, His aid, His care and tawfiq, guiding them to that which is correct in their affairs and to prevail over their enemies and opponents. So after knowing all of this, which sincere believer would not want to be of the Muhsineen, the people of Ihsan? But what is Ihsan and how do we achieve the qualities of the Muhsineen? Angel Jibril alayhi salam once asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is Ihsan? And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, Ihsan is that you worship Allah as though you see Him, for though you see Him not, He certainly sees you. So Ihsan is to worship Allah and live our lives and perform our actions as if we are directly in the presence of our Rabb. And this level of consciousness of Allah should create a fundamental change in the believer, both inwardly and outwardly, in their thoughts, their words and their deeds, in every area of their life. And this bears the most beautiful fruits for the Muslim, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Rahman, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ Is the reward for ihsan anything but ihsan, anything but good? So ihsan is like the nourishment that is given to the roots of a tree, which then grows to wield the most amazing fruits. And for the believer, those fruits are to taste the sweetness of their faith and to achieve success in the dunya, in this world, and al-akhirah, the hereafter. The scholars have also defined ihsan as striving for perfection, sincerity, completeness and excellence in the obedience of Allah, and that this manifests in three ways: seeking perfection in the obedience to Allah, striving for excellence in the actions that Allah has obligated upon us, and thirdly, seeking excellence for the society and world that we live in by striving to bring what is beneficial for the rest of creation and protecting them from that which will harm them in this dunya and in the akhirah. And as Muslims, we should strive to achieve all of this. For our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has prescribed al-ihsan in all things. Dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is an excellent time for us to understand and reflect on this important subject. For in this blessed month, we try to revitalize our relationship with Allah and make a change for the better in our lives and for our akhirah. So during these blessed days, As the women's section in the central media office of Hizbut Tahrir, we hope to explore these issues further in our theme, Ramadan and Ihsan, seeking perfection in the worship of Allah. We hope that you will follow the posts on this important theme on our pages and pray that it will be of benefit to you in gaining the incredible status of the Muhsineen and securing success in this world and the next, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.